Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This was not like my friend. I am having one of the busiest weeks of my life. And in the midst of the busyness in organizing Black Entrepreneurs Day, my world is turning upside down. I got to give Amazon their money back. I'm protesting at Target headquarters. I got to find a sponsor. There's a snowstorm coming on the day of my event. The House DFL is not at the Capitol and can't meet with the business owners who are coming to meet with their DFL representatives because they are from heavily Democratic districts. And so typically on a week like that, I get a note from Christy Peel. Says, hey, girl, I see you out there. Keep going. Hey, girl, you can do it. Anything's possible. Hey, Superwoman, make sure your cape is out. And I did not hear from Christy. And then all of a sudden, I'm going through my Facebook timeline and I see that it's World Cancer Day. And I see Christy with a post and a picture of her son, my nephew, Alec. And I'm like, what is going on? And why is Alec's picture next to the symbol for World Cancer Day? And why is this on Christy's timeline? And what in the hell is going on? I couldn't even read the post. I started shaking. My nerves got bad. I couldn't even now thinking about it. I'm having a hard time forming words. And so I picked up the phone and called my friend. And she tells me that the reason that she has been absent is because her son has cancer. And she is on the phone today, joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Girl, when I tell you I have been praying for you, I have been praying for you.
No, I know you have. I know you have. It's nice to be on your show. It's been like you kept asking me and my, you know, my team would be like, sorry, she can't. And I just wasn't quite ready. You know, we weren't quite ready yet to talk about what was going on. And so I felt so awful. So thank you for accepting my apology that your birthday and all these things happened and I couldn't cheer for you because I had my own, you know, I have my own fight happening at home.
Okay, so tell us about the fight, because I know a lot of people like me who follow you, who listen to your podcast, who feel like they know you because you are so instrumental, whether they look forward to your motivational messages on your Instagram, they listen to your podcast, they see you on TV talking about how to brand and market, and or they've hired you hired your company to help their company for crisis management or to coach some of their executives for TV interviews, any number of those things. You have so connected to so many people and organizations in town that your absence was definitely felt and noticed, especially when people call you. You hardly ever say no. So when you told me no 3 weeks in a row, I start thinking, like, do I owe her some money? Is there something going on? Why is my friend avoiding me? And then you call the job and you're not there and you're like, what the hell is going on? And then, you know, all of a sudden you realize you've got a battle of your own. You are in a fight for your child. And so talk to us, back us all the way up. What in the hell is going on over there, girl?
I know. You know, we were on vacation over the holiday and the first of the year, after a really fun New Year's in Mexico with my two boys and my husband, we woke up and Alec, who's 17, he's a senior in high school, a Bethel University football commit, wakes up and says, boy, my leg hurts. I think I must have had a spasm or something in the night. And so as we were on vacation, it kept getting worse and it kept getting worse. So when we got home, we took him in. And after a week of thinking that it was, you know, an abscess and infection, it turns out that it is Ewing sarcoma, which is a rare type of cancer that often hits young men. However, it's very rare. And how it showed up in Alec has happened 50 times ever. So it's
Wait, stop, slow down.
Yeah.
What the cancer that showed up in him has happened only in 50 other times?
So it's Ewing sarcoma, which is a kind of cancer that on its own is rare. It's in the kind of bone cancer family. It often shows up as a tumor, a soft tissue tumor, or it shows up in a bone. And with Alec, it showed up in the membrane next to his femur. And that's really rare. So that's what's only happened 50 times. Generally, there's about 200, 250 cases of Ewing sarcoma annually. So it by itself is pretty rare. And what we found, Shaletta, is that God bless the healthcare workers and where we live and the experts around this kind of cancer. We caught it early. It's treatable. He can 100% recover from this. It's not going to be an easy road to get there, but we're down for the fight. He is an incredible young man with a positive attitude, and our community, we attend Providence Academy. The school has been amazing. Our church has been amazing. Our friends have been amazing. So we feel really supported and positive about all of it. And yet, no one wants it. Like, I'm here for the assignment. I feel privileged to be his mother. My husband and I are united. Our older son, we got this. And yet, nobody wants to have a doctor walk into a room, have them sit down and say, I've got bad news.
Okay, you have to talk to me about how you go from, oh, my leg is hurting, to a healthcare worker being so astute and so wise and so conscious and so thorough that they do what kind of testing to go from my leg hurts to you've got cancer?
Yeah. So when they took out, they thought it was an abscess. They thought maybe he had, you know, staph or strep or some kind of infection that, you know, ended up weirdly going to his leg, which isn't that uncommon. So they took it out and they were testing they were culturing it to see what would grow. So then they would know how to best, you know, give him antibiotics. And, you know, some wonderful pathologist at Children's wasn't getting it to grow and kept testing and stained the, you know, again, I'm not a medical person. So if you're a doctor, don't DM me. I'm sure I'm getting all the language wrong, but you know what I mean? They stained it, found cells in there. So they found live and dead cancer cells in what they thought was an abscess. And they knew that the cells were Ewing sarcoma. And then they started, you know, going down the path and we did, you know, weeks and weeks of tests and all sorts of things to make sure that we knew, you know, was it localized, which, praise God it was, and how do we treat it and how do we get moving? So he's wrapped up week one of chemo. So he's got chemo, you know, months of chemo and then surgery, probably radiation and then more chemo. So his college, all these plans are just we're hitting pause on them. We're just going to hit a little delay on the dream and we'll regroup and we'll get past it.
What is his countenance like?
You know, I put out a podcast with him in early January. We recorded this thing in December. My podcast is called Flip Your Script, and we were going to take a different direction with the podcast after 5 years. You were on that podcast. It was an amazing run. And it's about how people can change their stories in the midst of something unexpected, right? So I wanted Alec to be the last guest. And my other son, Eli, he was also on that because Alec, last winter, totally unrelated to this, blew out his knee in a basketball game and had a really, you know, significant journey to healing and had just gotten cleared to practice sports again in December, right before we found this cancer diagnosis. So after he was, you know, cleared and before the cancer diagnosis, we recorded a podcast because we learned so many things about what to say to people who are injured and how he is completely changed. The trajectory of his life had changed from that knee injury. And he goes through that story and it's pretty powerful, especially from a young man. And so he agreed to do this podcast. I didn't coach him. He came up, he shared his story bravely and we put it out there. And so you can hear his countenance there, but it's if anyone can do it, it's him. I'm blown away by his strength and his determination and his positivity. And even, you know, thinking about he's going to lose his hair, right? And there are options to positivity. And even, you know, thinking about he's going to lose his hair, right? And there are options to shave, not shave. And he said, I'm going to shave it. I'm going to be bald and I'm not going to cover it up because there are other little kids that I see in the cancer floors who I don't want them to think that there's anything shameful in having cancer. So that's who he is. And that's how he's showing up for this.
How's his and your tribe? How's your village? How are you guys getting support? Because, you know, especially in this situation, you can't isolate. And I'm so glad that you're sharing this with me. I'm so glad that he's allowing this because there's another parent who's going through it. People are going to want to support. You know, there is a child who's listening right now who is experiencing this, or maybe a friend of theirs is as well. You know, when you start thinking about cancer, the last thing you think about is your college freshman. You know, you don't think of, you know, somebody who's 18, 19, 20 years old, but here we are.
Yeah. You know, we feel like, and he said this from the beginning, we feel like we can use this to help other people. And you're going to have me back on in a few months and we're going to unveil how we're going to help other people. But we really feel like we do have connections and people who can help make this easier for someone else. And even as I show up in different places as his mother, I think, boy, we can make a difference here and we could help a family over here. So that's coming and we're starting to make the plans. And a lot of families walk through this. A lot of families walk through this without insurance, without speaking the same language as the doctors. Mm. A lot of people walk through it without family in town, without friends in town. And I got to tell you, Shaletta, our people have shown up and it's remarkable the stuff that's dropped off at our house, the letters that Alec gets, the people who send him motivational emails, the people who are praying. It is overwhelming how incredible people are.
Ooh, honey, I just know that we are with you and praying for you. And Alec and your whole entire family, your husband and Eli, and you know, I know how he loves his grandparents and how much they love him. And so I know this is tugging at the heartstrings of so many people who are close to him and to you, your entire team over at Media Mindfield. You know, you all have all of our love and support.
Thank you. That means a ton. And, you know, we are in the business of sharing stories. And I've also in the last week run across people who are in my circles who are fighting their own cancer battles who I didn't know that. They had never said anything to anyone and they're doing it in private. And
in private,
we don't love that this is our story, but we do feel like by sharing it, we can help other people. And folks who have been down this path who are survivors, 16 years out, there's an NFL Super Bowl winner, Mark Herzlich, who has a book out. I encourage you to pick it up. He writes a whole book about it and he's mentoring Alec through this. There's a young man from Minnesota who's 6 months out of this thing, who's in college now, who's mentoring Alec through this. So thank goodness those people shared their story and went public so that Alec can learn from them. And when we're on the other side of this, we can help other people.
Okay. Now, I have been trying to get you to come on the show for the past 3 weeks for a reason. So you're going to have to hold on with me after the commercial break, because I need to find out from you why the hell they are putting out the Super Bowl commercials before the Super Bowl. Christy, it used to be that you would wait for the Super Bowl so you could see the Super Bowl commercials. They are leaking the Super Bowl commercials on social media on purpose. The actual companies are putting out the Super Bowl commercials. People are commenting on them. I don't understand. So now what's my motivation to stick around and watch the Super Bowl if you're going to show me the dang commercials on Facebook? I'm going to check with Christy Peel on that when we come back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I reminisce to back when I was on the assignments desk at KSTP before I had babies and a whole bunch of bills. I was working for Hubbard Broadcasting and being sassy with all my reporters, including the one and only Christy Peel, who is joining me. And she is here today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And it's so exciting to have her here. And I tell you what was exciting, Christy, was that time you broke this big, huge, giant story. And you were all on Good Morning America. I think it was it you and Tom Hauser, or you and Joe Caffrey? I can't even remember what story it was, because I'm getting old and I got a bunch of babies. And when they came out of my uterus and they clipped the umbilical cord, my brain cells got clipped with it. But I just remember the whole newsroom being locked to the TV and you were flying out. What story was that? That was so exciting.
Oh, right. That was when the young men were drowning. It was terrible, sad story. But young men in Minnesota and around the country were showing up drowned at different college campuses. And it happened several times in Minnesota. And there was potentially a connection and some detectives got involved. And the families trusted us with their stories and we broke that. So that was a long time ago. But when you said you were being sassy in the newsroom, yes. That is true. I can confirm.
Girl, I just remember being so impressed by all of the work that you did and how you balanced that. And now you're balancing business. You've got Media Mindfield, one of the top and lead public relations firm here in the Twin Cities with clients in Minnesota, as well as throughout the country. You do coaching, crisis management, public relations, promotions for large and mid-sized companies, as well as state agencies and organizations. And, you know, people may see you a lot of times on KSTP or Care 11 or Channel 4, may see your quotes in USA Today, because people come to you when they want answers to questions about marketing or promotions, or if somebody handled a situation wrong in the public. And then you give your expertise and your advice. And so I, you know, if USA Today gonna use you, me too, girl, because here's something that I just don't understand. So it used to be that Super Bowl commercials, and the Super Bowl's tomorrow, they were under lock and key. They were top secret. The actors, the writers, everybody had to sign NDAs so that they wouldn't talk about it. They couldn't even tell you what was coming up. You know, somebody's having an elaborate Super Bowl party and you don't know why because they never like football. And then you watch it and you realize, oh, they're on a commercial, you know, and the whole house is celebrating, right? And so it was always this big secret until the day of the Super Bowl. And now they're leaking Super Bowl commercials on Threads. Like, there's a Cheeto commercial where the black people are sitting around at the barbershop and the barber's cutting the guy's hair and he's got Cheeto dust on his finger and the customer sitting in the barber chair puts the barber's finger in his mouth and licks the Cheeto dust off, and then they throw him out of the barbershop. And everybody on social media is talking about how great the commercial is, and they're laughing. And then you say, they say, it's a Super Bowl commercial. Christy, what happened? Why? How did the Super Bowl commercials go from being top secret to all of a sudden they're showing them to you a week, sometimes 2 weeks in advance?
Brilliant marketing, and the world has shifted. So what we know about consumers in general is that they're consuming more content online than they used to, you know, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, when families would sit around and, you know, quiet, the news is on, quiet, our show is on. And now people expect to see things streaming and they expect to be able to watch things more than one time. So brands have taken advantage of this. So it's $7 million for 30 seconds during the Super Bowl. Brands are more than happy to pay that, but if they can get people talking about their ads weeks in advance, Doritos started their campaign in the fall, and you, Shaletta, just proved the point because you just told me all about an ad and described it before it even is actually going to air, which that means that that ad was effective, you were the target audience, it resonated with you, and Cheetos just got free advertising on your show just because you remember and talked about their ad. So well done, Cheetos.
Okay, is that something that everybody's doing? And is it just because of our online consumption that's causing it? Is it a race to get the commercial out first? Does competition play a role in that?
I think every brand is making decisions based on their overall brand strategy and what resonates. So some brands are, we haven't seen their commercials yet because they are going to take advantage of waiting until tomorrow, and they're going to put it out, and then they might play it, you know, for the next month. They might have an ongoing social media strategy or influencer strategy afterwards. But what these brands are doing is exactly what we tell our clients to do, which is take a multi-platform, multi-pronged approach. A lot of consumers are consuming content in different ways. Some people prefer one platform, some people prefer another. So it's really important for thought leaders and executives and brands to be thinking about more than one approach to ensure that their content is resonating with the right audience.
Okay, how can companies keep up? I know people come to you and they have got to be exhausted as they want to promote one thing or the other, because some of the consumers may be on social, some of them may be on TV, some of them may be on radio. And when you start talking about the Super Bowl commercial, you're not just airing it on the Super Bowl. It used to be that you finished a commercial, you paid for your ad buy, you turned in your assets to Fox, and they placed it wherever it was going to be placed, and then you sit back home and watch it, and you can no longer do that. You got to be live tweeting and live threading while the commercial is playing. You got to get the actors who are in the commercial. You got to be tagging and putting the QR code up for the product. I mean, girl, what the hell? How can companies in this day and age keep up? Because there's no, you got to keep feeding that train because it is moving and it does not stop.
You're totally right. And most companies don't have the advertising or PR budget of Doritos. And they don't have the ability to hire Patrick Mahomes or a Manning brother to come be part of their strategy. But what brands can do, and the lesson that they can learn from all of this, is to make sure that they're working with experts who have very specific expertise in specific platform. So for example, you no longer can just hire one person to do all of your social media and all of your media and all of your blog writing and all of your videos. I mean, those days are gone because it's impossible for one person to understand all of those different nuances, especially when the world is changing so quickly, which is why, and I'm not just saying this because I own Media Mindfield and I love what we do and I have the best people ever, it is the best approach to get specific experts who know exactly what they're doing. They stay on top of their specific, the thing that they are passionate about, the thing that they can't wait to see what the trends are doing, and to put it together approaches that embody many different experts working together on a really solid brand strategy. And the thing that a lot of people miss, get your executives involved. LinkedIn is a very powerful platform, and it's a place for executives and leaders to make an impact and to help that brand strategy. So again, back to the get specialists and put them together. It's like what any, you know, good healthcare organization, any good healthcare team does. All right, we got this kind of expert, we got this kind of expert, and we're going to all work together for the best possible outcome.
Okay, you got to tell folks, because folks are tweeting me and texting me and sending me messages, and they want to know how they can reach you. And I'm like, y'all, I'm trying to talk to the lady. Hold on. They think that we all sitting in the living room. We are not. I'm actually at work, y'all. Okay, so how can folks get in touch with you at Media Mindfield to hire you to do any number of those things? Because, like I said, there's nobody better in town at getting this done, helping companies to level up with regard to their brand and marketing. And the way we used to do business is not, into 5 years ago, hell, 5 months ago, is not the way that we do business now. Threads and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and blue skies on the scene now. And, you know, who knows when we wake up tomorrow, what new social media platform will be out there.
Or we'll be gone. I mean, TikTok had, you know, a weekend, right? No, Media Mindfield is the name of the company. You can Google it. You can go to our website. My name is Christy Peel, and go to any of my social media platforms, and you can feel free to DM me, follow me. We're regularly putting out different, you know, thought leadership, trend updates, those sorts of things. And Media Mindfield's on all the different social platforms as well. And our team is regularly putting out updates to keep people informed. And we have a newsletter that is coming out monthly that's providing the most up-to-date tips and trends. And you can sign up for that on our website as well.
Well, I thank you for being here. Know that we are praying for you and your son. And please, in a couple of months, when you all have your plan together and you want to get the word out about whatever you are doing to help people who have cancer, specifically and especially like the kind that your son Alex is dealing with right now and being healed from right now, you have a place here, my friend.
Thank you. You know I'll be back. I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate you, my friend.
All right. Love you. And you all stick around. It's 1:35. We've got weather coming up next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.